Afternoon Jam. So Big Rob, you know, it's Black History Month, man.
Yes, sir.
We've been interviewing bosses during Black History Month.
Bosses.
And we got another boss in the building. The boss man over at Muskegon Family Care, Tracy McDaniels, in the building. How you doing today, sir?
Fantastic.
Welcome to Muskegon, first of all. I know you've been here a couple years, but we want to officially welcome you. Like Jermaine Dupri, welcome folks to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Me and Big Rob are officially welcoming you to Muskegon.
Welcome.
Hey, thank you guys so much. I'm glad to be here and totally excited for the reason that got me to Muskegon, which is Muskegon Family Care.
Wow. And you guys have really turned that operation around. Like, we know what, 2020, Rob?
Yeah.
It was the words, like, they were shutting down, you know what I mean? And went through a lot of stuff. But look at you now. We don't hear anything.
Don't hear nothing.
And Rob's still going there. He enjoys to get his colonoscopy over there done. He looks forward to that every year. I don't know why he go every year. But he said they do the best. It is colonoscopy, right, Rob?
No, bro.
I'm not sure about the colonoscopy.
I know you're not getting a pass, Mary. You have to be colonoscopy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he just had one for his birthday.
Yeah, I did.
But you guys are doing something good over there. Talk about what changed over the last couple years.
I think collectively, first of all, I want to say congratulations for getting your colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. And if there are any men out there listening to my voice, please, you know, once you hit 45, 50 years old, anybody, but specifically Black men, go and get that colonoscopy. It's one of the few things that if it's caught early on, the outcomes are so much better than if things were caught, you know, later in the process.
Yeah.
So I commend you for doing that. In terms of what we're doing at Muskegon Family Care, I had a playbook when I came in. When I came in October of 2021, and one of the things that I wanted to make sure that I did, I wanted us to be intentional about restoring the brand.
Mm.
And that was like big on what we were doing. Restoration of the brand, getting back out in the community, making sure that we were solidifying community partnerships. We're working right now with WIC. We're working with United Way. We work with the YMCA and their Live Strong program. There's so many things that we're doing on the outside just to restore the brand. And then internally, mm-hmm. Really was able to sit down and get a really good group of people in there. You know, we talk. I'm an open, honest communicator,
right.
And I try to keep things. I keep it real. You know, with the folks. And
keep it 100.
I keep it 100. Absolutely, keep it 100. I wouldn't see if I could go there. But
no, you can go there.
I keep it 100.
Yeah. Man, you from the ATL, man?
We speak your language.
We speak your language. So
absolutely. I think that's part and parcel. Like. You know, some of the turnaround that we're seeing. It's not me. It's a team. People come in there every single day with the mindset, never mind what happened yesterday, what's next. And I love that attitude.
Wow. Are you getting the love from the community?
Absolutely. Absolutely getting the love from the community. And the things I really like about what we've done over the last probably 6 months, I think, we bought two female providers that are actually from the community.
Oh, good.
One is a physician assistant and the other is a nurse practitioner. And it's fantastic. I'm a strong believer in culturally competent care. And I think when folks come in and they realize that they have something in common with their provider, A, they're going to come back more frequently. Mm. Then B, outcomes tend to be a little better. So.
Wow. Absolutely. That's good. Tracy McDaniels in the building. You're from Atlanta, right?
Absolutely.
Born and raised
ATL.
So what college are you?
I went to Morehouse College.
Morehouse, a Morehouse man.
Went to Mohouse.
He said you ain't saying it right.
Mohouse.
It's Mohouse.
Mohouse. Man, we got a young kid down there now. He's on his senior year. Keyshawn.
Yeah, Keyshawn. And tell him the story.
You can tell it.
He also won, I think it was a $100,000 scholarship from Beyonce and Jay-Z. Okay. He hasn't even touched that money yet.
Yes.
$100, $200, love, 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 hear stories like that.
He got a full ride to Morehouse.
Morehouse gave him a full ride.
Gave him a full ride.
And then that scholarship he got from Jay-Z and Beyonce, he starred that when he do his master's. So
now, where is he from? Is he from Orlando.
He's from one of the kids in Orlando, Branch.
Okay, in the Orlando Branch. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. So he's been.
We got to get some kids out of Muskegon.
To Morehouse.
Muskegon Heights to Morehouse. We got to get the women, the Spelman.
So what? How did that happen? Like, it's kind of hard to get into Morehouse. Like, they don't just take anybody. You know, they're very distinctive, right? You gotta have money.
you definitely gotta have some money to go to Morehouse. And spell.
Right.
You ain't going to Morehouse if you poke.
Right.
So let me back up, because when I came through, we couldn't rub two pennies together.
Sound like me. So
thank God for all of the financial aid that was out there. Right. And I took out loans. Right. I figured I was going to take out a loan for something. Why not gamble on myself? Take a bet on me. Take out a loan for myself to better my education. It was fantastic. The best money that I've ever spent. It is expensive because it's a private institution. But I tell you, the things that you get from there as a result of going there to any HBCU, whether it's Morehouse, Spelman, North Carolina A&T,
FAMU,
Wilberforce, Central State, you name it,
right.
Any of them, you're going to get something that's really special. Because you know that place is intentional, that they want you there.
Yeah. What degree did you achieve from Morehouse?
I have a degree in finance from Morehouse.
The money man.
So you like numbers.
Yeah. They might want you over to the city.
Yeah.
The city. You can do both, you know what I mean? Go back and forth.
Back and forth. Make all you can.
Right.
These are peak earning years. Absolutely.
Peak, get it how you can.
Get it while you can. Put it where it gotta go.
Right.
Because obviously, if you have any children?
I have a 29-year-old.
So you ain't got no kids really
He's
at home.
He's off the payroll. Yeah.
He's off payroll. So I know what that's like. Empty nester, bro.
What's in your budget is in your budget. I wish I knew what that felt like.
Right. So, Tracy, anything new coming up from Muskegon Family Care?
Yeah, I think is this year we're celebrating our 50th anniversary.
Woo, big ups.
That's huge. Think about it. 1973, right?
Right.
Yes,
so we've gone through several presidents since then. We've been through several business cycles since then. We've been through the expansion and then the contraction of the whole dot-com boom. I mean, just so many things have happened in that time.
Right.
And this place is still standing.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we're looking at doing later this year is having a gala to celebrate that, and hopefully as we get close to that, you guys would invite me to come back on. Get the word out.
Yes,
we really want to do something special to really invite the entire community.
Right.
I want all of Muskegon County there, not just Muskegon Heights. I want all of Muskegon County, Ottawa. Just the surrounding areas to come and celebrate with us.
Years.
50 years is a big deal.
Right.
Yes.
And you started off with, I mean, it was a nice size building, though.
Yeah.
Probably 3,000, 4,000 square feet. But now y'all got an institution over there. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got a pretty nice size campus going on over there. Is the Wellness Center back open?
The Wellness Center is not back open because we're still dealing with things with COVID with the Wellness Center.
Oh, and COVID's over.
I know it's kind of over, but the public health emergency still exists. And believe it or not, on a weekly basis, we're still getting a lot of positive tests when they're coming over to the COVID tent.
Oh, we need that health center, man. I'm just going to be biased. My brother used to be over there. I know some elders used to be over there. My pops used to be over there. And they like, we cannot wait until that's open, because they felt comfortable going in there,
mm-hmm.
walking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, COVID gonna be here. I'm just joking, but COVID gonna be here probably forever.
COVID is definitely gonna be here forever.
Yeah,
that's the new normal, man.
Yeah, it's the new normal.
Figure out how
people not dying like they used to, right?
Absolutely.
So, I hope y'all get that thing back open. Right, Rob?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Where else we going
to
go?
I will take it back and talk to the leadership as well and figure out what we can do. I don't know if even if we open it up, I'm not sure how it would be, if it would still be at the same level as it was before.
Right.
But we might be able to do some sort of hybrid, like maybe some classes and things of that nature. I'm not quite sure
but you know,
how to do it.
You've been to Georgia. You know, Georgia open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Florida. Florida's open. Them health centers is packed.
I know.
Because the more healthier you are, the better you have to fight off this thing.
Yeah, to fight it.
So it's kind of, and they got these wipes next to the machines, and
you wipe them down yourself, or they have employees that will come in when somebody's done, wipe them all down.
So. I've been to probably 6 countries in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
Every hotel I stayed at, the fitness center is open.
Oh yeah.
You know, and you guys, that wellness center was beautiful for the elders, man. The elders really look forward to it because it was cost efficient. So hopefully y'all think about it down the road real soon.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you guys bringing that up. Trust me, you're not the first one.
Because we don't have the Y, right? Yeah. The Y is gone.
The Y is gone.
Yeah. Where else we gonna go?
Yeah.
Unless y'all want to sell it to me and Big Rob, we'll make some money off of it.
Membership status.
That's one of the issues also. You can't sell enough memberships to be really sustainable. So we got to figure out how we could do it because you can't compete with Planet Fitness, I think.
Yeah.
Which is $10.
Is it $10?
It's something like that.
Wow.
It's $10.
How are they making money?
Exactly.
They got an underground operation going on.
I don't know.
So that becomes very difficult. So we got to figure that whole piece out.
It got to be a partnership.
Yeah.
It got to be a partnership with other entities, you know, help underwrite the cost, healthy cost.
I tell you what, if I could find about $400,000 every year, and they don't tell me that I have to be sustainable, that here's $400,000, take it, we'd open it yesterday.
Right.
Because then I could get the folks in there, that the teachers, some workers, just everything that we would need. But if you're telling me that you'll give me $400,000 for 2 years and I have to be sustainable, I can't.
Right.
So, because I'm a firm believer in a healthy workforce. It benefits everybody.
Right.
You know, it benefits me.
Right.
It benefits you guys, your business owners. So a healthy workforce, and that could be the the home base, so to speak, for that.
Right.
You know, getting people coming in, walking the track, exercising, teaching classes about, you know, your health, wellness. So, yeah. Definitely thinking about it.
Yeah, I hope we find that $400,000. Y'all.
I'm putting it out here.
But help him get that $400,000. City, the college, Budweiser,
somebody,
the lottery man. Help us out here. We want to get this thing back open. Before we go, it's been a good run. I hope you're gonna be here for a while, right? You're not gonna leave us.
Oh, absolutely. I'm having way too much fun. I'm enjoying what I do. Coming from Atlanta, living in New York City, Boston, other places I've lived, I'll be honest with you, Muskegon, I was like, I'm not sure, but I got here and absolutely love it.
Yeah,
I'm here because you know, some people, you know, they go places and they start the house, but they don't get to live in it.
Right.
You know, this house is already up.
Yeah.
We're just kind of renovating it right now.
Right.
And I want to live in it after we renovate it.
Hey.
So I'm excited about what we got going on at Muskegon Family Care right now.
That's good. Well, we pray that you stay here, and we need a strong leader like you. We need Muskegon Family Care to be strong. They have helped so many people out. My mom was loved that place before she passed. It was her home for health care, and Big Rob is there, and I know all of our other friends and family go there. Good people, and you're hiring folks from the community. We got a mixture, diverse staff. I mean, it's a winning formula. You know, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
That's what I like. I love on Monday mornings when I sit around the table and I can look at different faces.
Yeah.
It's not a homogeneous population that I'm looking at. So
I
love that, and I'm a big proponent of the whole diversity, equity, inclusion. I think they've added an A or another letter to
some,
it.
Yeah, something they always add. But,
they always add
diversity, equity, inclusion, right there, DEI, I'm on it.
Yeah. Pretty soon, I'll talk about that off the air. Pretty soon, it's going to be all the whole alphabets there. But diversity is all that matters. Diversity and inclusion. Could a few diverse, I think that should include inclusion, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
inclusion is all same people.
All the same people.
Okay, thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
Are you on Facebook, Instagram? I know you're a celebrity. Can they follow you on TikTok?
I don't think he's on TikTok. He's a Morehouse man. He ain't on TikTok. He might be on Facebook barely, but he ain't on no TikTok.
You know me well.
You're a Morehouse man.
Most finance people not on TikTok.
But Muskegon Family Care. You can find Muskegon Family Care on all of the social media, Facebook, Twitter, some LinkedIn stuff. So we're all over the place.
Wow.
So
good. Thanks for being patient. We were supposed to do this interview like 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Every time I got ready to come home, a storm happened. And I'm like, I'm not gonna do that. And so thank you for being patient, and then we made it happen.
I thank you guys for what you do in the community. So thank you.
All right, going back to my music's Afternoon Jams.